Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Terms and conditions apply.
On today's podcast, we have Mr. King Batch. We're going to talk about peeing sitting down. Everybody does it, you liars.
And we're going to talk about bombing in stand-up, how we get through that.
Ooh, that's scary.
Yeah.
And we're going to find out, how does he stay so fit and so sexy?
All right, let's get right to it.
All right, Batch. Hey! Thank you for coming on, sir. You just got off a flight.
I just got off a flight.
From?
I was in Houston, San Antonio, and Edinburgh.
Oh.
Doing what?
Doing stand-up comedy, slanging jokes. That's what I do. Next week, I'll be in New York. I don't know when this podcast drops, but I'll be in New York.
Is it a tour or you just randomly just do stuff?
Yeah, I'm on tour.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you made time for your Filipino friends.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you just left your other Filipino friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's that?
Joe Coy.
So are you opening for him or is it separate or what?
Yeah, well, for my tour, I'm the headliner. And then for his tour, I open.
Oh, hey, that's amazing. Oh, so you on two tours right now.
Two tours. Two tours. You ever did stand-up?
No.
You would never try?
No way.
Why not? What about you?
No, I have social anxiety. So being here. You do?
That's why I started doing it.
No way.
Yeah.
How'd you get over your social anxiety? You started
stand-up comedy.
Dang. Oh.
Yeah, because then you realize... you start to realize like what's important, what's not important, who cares. And then when you really think about it, you realize nobody cares. Everybody's just focused about themselves.
How long you been doing it?
2010.
Oh my gosh.
14 years.
Yeah.
When are you going to get good at it?
Probably in about 10 more years.
Dude, I didn't think you would have social anxiety. Just like your presence, you're just...
Yeah. Yuck. I'm faking it till I make it.
Wow.
Have you ever bombed?
Yeah.
Is it bad?
Yeah.
Wait, so what was like what was the reason why you like started? Like you just signed up randomly and
someone's like, "Oh, you're funny, you should do stand up." And I was like, "Nah, I ain't gonna do on that. I don't like crowds."
Yeah.
That dog looks dead, by the way.
No, she's just old.
Oh,
no,
okay.
She's sleeping.
She close.
Oh.
No. Don't say that.
No.
You're
just
gonna make me
just
cry.
No, don't cry.
Is that when your dog?
Yeah.
Oh damn.
So stand up? No way. I would never do it. Mm. Never.
You should try.
Can. You did it. Was that before?
It was
like,
before everything.
Before Vine. Before you social were even media. Born.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 34.
Yeah, before you were born.
How old are you?
36. I was doing it since I was 2 years old.
Stop, bro.
Dang, you got my ass.
Dang, I thought you were gonna say 50. Like, there's no way.
Yeah, you're not that much older. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then, so you're doing everything. You're doing social media. You're still posting consistently all the time. So many skits. Mm-hmm. You acting. I saw a bunch of Netflix stuff.
Yeah.
You got...
We be boxing sometimes.
We box sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
He's very strong, so watch out. If he ever hits you up to spar, he's going to say, let's go light.
Bro, and you brought this along. You're like, hey, guys.
Oh, yeah, you're starting a new company.
Guys, what is that?
Yeah, you guys got to try it. Doggy, yes. You're going to have to get down for this one, doggy.
Oogie, down.
Oogie, come down.
On. He's like, guys.
Oh, he comfortable.
He's like, I want some of Jevio.
Come on, doggy. This doggy don't listen.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, you had coffee already today.
Yes.
So you just take one.
Okay.
Oh, but if you don't, you can take what, two?
Yeah.
Let me get that.
Ooh, here we go.
Okay. Ooh.
You want two? Like Alex, you want two?
Yeah, take
no,
two.
No, no, I just drank coffee too. But...
Okay. So
one more. Just one.
No,
cheers.
No, I'll do two. Okay. Right, let me see. I got to test this out.
All right.
This is like a tesseract. It's like a little tesseract. Okay, let's go.
All right.
You ready?
Cheers.
Cheers. So what is this coffee? Is this coffee form in a gummy?
Yeah, pretty much. It replaces coffee. It's healthier than coffee. You took two at the same time.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that.
No, you can. I mean, but sometimes you're classy.
Tastes like fruit.
Oh, yeah. Monk fruit.
Oh. I thought it was going to taste like coffee, but it tastes like fruit.
Yeah, it does taste like fruit. It tastes like one of those dried fruit gummies, like the strips. Are you like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
They're not bad.
Yeah, yeah,
how's
yeah.
How's the flavor?
Yeah. Vitamin B2, vitamin B3, vitamin B6, vitamin B12. Organic cordyceps mushrooms, organic lion's mane. Very expensive ingredients, by the way.
Oh, wow.
L-theanine, 5-HTP.
It's available now?
Yes, ajevio.com.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. That's ours?
Yeah, I got you.
Hey!
Well, let me know if it works.
Yeah, for sure. Right, I'll totally know in like
see what
five
time,
minutes.
See what time it is and then see when you start to feel
okay,
it.
I think it's working.
Okay, 11:04. Okay, let's see what happens. What was the inspiration of making that?
I was always like, I never drink coffee. I never drink like energy drinks.
Yeah.
And people always like, yo, where do you get your energy from? And I always try and do like healthy things.
Yeah.
So I figured out a way to take all the healthy ingredients I take separately and put them into one thing. Bada bing, bada boom, Ajevio.
Oh, wow.
When did it launch?
It hasn't launched yet.
Oh, so we're announcing it.
Yeah.
Hey,
oh, wow.
Let's go.
No, that's great.
Let's go.
Well, it tastes amazing, by the way. So we're about to see in 5 minutes how it's going to make us feel.
What do you take other supplements? Because you're always working out. You're.
I don't take any other supplements.
No fish oils? No, nothing?
No. This is the only thing I take. Yeah.
You know, I take fish oil. I take L-glutamine. I take creatine. I take like everything.
No, I'd be afraid of creatine. But creatine is natural, right?
Yeah, creatine is natural. Idea. It's in you. That's like the most researched supplement out there in the world.
You just told me to take some, so I bought some. I don't even know if it works.
Damn, you about to test positive.
Positive creatine.
I saw that you were working out and you look bigger. Is it because this is launching?
Were you trying to bulk up
for it?
This is probably like what it was.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to get a sexy bod, get a Jevio.com.
Dang, man.
I think in the world, out in nature, I run into you more than anybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just see you all the time.
Randomly.
Just like, what did he see last night? Erwan?
Erwan, yeah. And then he's like, come work out. I'm like, okay, man. I'm going to do it. This is the 20th time you asked me, but I'll do it.
Yeah, come work out. Are you afraid of working out?
No, I'm not afraid of working out.
He has social anxiety. You have workout anxiety?
I just all I care about is being healthy and boxing. So I don't care about how I look. I just want to be strong. And I am. And I eat bad.
But how you going to be strong without looking strong? And sexy for the ladies.
I'm dense.
Wait, what
I got dense,
you
dense? I got dense muscles.
Oh, damn.
You do like CrossFit or what are you so strong?
No, I only spend 15 minutes in the gym.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What? Every day? That's all you do?
Yeah, 10, 15 minutes in the gym.
And just you go in, no stress, just lift and go?
Yeah. It's all about your diet, really. People don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, diet's
my
like 70% of your body, no?
Yeah.
My diet's bad.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you eat?
Just candy and red meat.
Well, the red meat's good.
Okay, good.
But the candy, you
got to... I have high cholesterol.
You got to stop. You have high cholesterol?
Yeah, because of the red meat.
Oh, damn.
But I keep eating it.
Yeah.
But I eat more chicken and fish now.
Are you afraid of getting mercury poisoning? Do you eat a lot of sushi?
Yeah. Pokey.
Oh, there you go, doggy.
Hey.
Doggy just want to chill.
You don't eat sushi?
I used to.
And now? Because mercury.
Nah, I was afraid of it, but I don't do carbs. So,
oh yeah, he made fun of me because I came out of Erwan and he's like, let me see what's in your plate. And he's like, carbs. And I was like,
whoa. Carbs, you peasant. It breaks down and turns into sugar.
Carbs are bad? I don't even know.
I mean, carbs are good.
Carbs are good.
Let's
ask ChatGPT.
Yeah. Oh, we do that too.
I use ChatGPT for everything. Yeah. Are carbs bad?
No. Dash. It's going to say your name.
Can this thing speak?
Carbs are good for you.
Carbs themselves are not inherently bad. They are a primary source of energy for the body. However, the type of and amounts of carbs consumed can make a difference for overall health. Refined carbs like white bread, pastries, sugar snacks can cause rapid spikes in blood sugar, which may lead to weight gain. Boom. Insulin resistance. Boom.
Got my
and
ass.
Other health issues over time.
I've never not had a little pouch under my belly button.
Really?
It's probably the candy or the red meat or the carbs.
It's the candy.
The carbs, bro. Dang.
And the carbs.
We just went to Boca de Beppo like the other day.
Oh, yeah?
And we ordered a spaghetti and fettuccine, and they said small or large. We said large.
Why'd you say large?
I didn't know it was gonna be this big. I thought it was gonna be this big.
Like, just because it's this big doesn't mean you need to eat the whole thing. You ate the whole thing.
Well, no. We had a run the next day. He had a half marathon.
Oh,
so that's why he was like,
oh you have to.
Yeah.
Wait, so you run all the time?
I try to.
How many miles a day would you say?
Not a day, maybe like a week. I try to do like 10 miles a week.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. On his birthday, which was like 2 weeks ago, he's like, I'm going to run 33 miles. I'm like, okay.
You ran 33 miles?
I ran 33 miles in one sitting.
On your birthday?
Yeah, I was turning 33. I just want to try something, mentally strengthen my mind.
What happens when you turn 50?
Then I run 50 kilometers.
Oh, that's how it works. That's how it works.
So now we'll talk about working out. There's a previous topic that Roy and I disagree on.
What?
Steroids?
No. Showering. How often do you shower?
In the morning. And then if I take a shit, and then...
Wait, you take a shower if you shit?
I always take a shower after I shit, yeah.
Why?
Whoa!
wait.
Yeah.
What?
I have to.
Okay, so in the morning, then after you shit, and then what?
No, I'm not gonna take a shower, shit, and then take another shower.
You only shit once a day?
Yeah, oh. I eat clean, my boy.
Oh, dang. Just morning time?
Yeah.
So you wake
up,
shit, then shower.
Yeah.
And then you don't shower again.
If I work out, then I shower. You all right, doggy? What happened?
He said he only shits once a day. I shit three times.
I do. I don't shit like all at once. I shit like
you
three,
spread it out
3 to 5 times.
You
little ones.
You shouldn't conserve your shit. Because now you're just full of shit.
Wait, so here's the actual question.
Yeah.
When you shower, do you soap from head to toe every single time you get in the shower?
Every single time.
Every single time.
I wash my hair every single time, even though you're not supposed to. Yeah.
What?
Even though you're not supposed to.
And you do between your toes, you do your legs, you do your everything.
I ain't a psychopath.
So you do.
I just wash my balls and I get out.
Oh, there you go.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
My head and my balls.
My two heads.
I soap like my pits, my dick, and my butt, and like that's pretty much it. I never go below the knees.
You never go below the knees?
I never go below the knees.
I'm conscious of that. So like sometimes like if I don't do my feet, I'll make sure there's soap on the ground and I go like this.
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah,
that's good.
What? Like this?
Yeah, you just like in the water. Just you get the bottom. You don't gotta scrub it.
With the soapy water.
You know it's a hack. Well, I used to live in the Philippines.
Wait,
for like
there's
years.
A shower hack.
There's a shower hack to wash your legs.
Okay.
So in the Philippines, we didn't really have soap. The only soap we had was limited. So we would soap the upper part of the body, and then in order to wash the lower part, you would take the bottom of your feet, step on the soap on the floor, and then just wash your legs with your feet.
Why don't you just wash your legs with your hands?
Because you run out of soap.
Because the soap's already been used on the floor. It's you don't want to touch the ground with your hand and then go like that, right?
Right.
It's easier.
That's just... At that point, I don't think you just don't wash your legs.
Yeah, like, that's where I'm at. See?
You just leave your legs. No, but he's running out of soap.
Yeah,
you got plenty of soap. What's your excuse for not touching your leg?
But every single day, every single shower, you full body soap?
I mean, not anymore. He showed me a video that...
Wait, he showed you a video of him showering?
No, yes, and another video of... It's basically if you soap the upper part of your body... Let it drip down. It's cleaner than actually cleaning your legs, like,
wait,
manually.
What?
I don't know.
Who said that?
Matt Pat.
You just believe anything you see on TikTok.
No, he's a good source.
Matt Pat?
Yeah.
Let me Google this guy.
You don't know Matt Pat?
Matt Pat. I don't trust anybody whose name rhymes, first of all. Matt Pat
Shower. Matt Pat Shower.
He's like the smartest guy on YouTube.
On YouTube. Do not wash your legs is the first thing that came up.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's see this. Let's see how many people he brainwashed. 3 million people he brainwashed a year ago with a 21-minute video.
Yeah, dude.
Washing your legs. That is the question that is depravity can wash your legs for you.
This guy is not legit.
Yeah, he's super legit. He tests it out.
He's the game theorist. You know the game theorist.
He tests
Hello,
it out
Internet.
For you.
Welcome to Style Theory. Since the
Nah, Matt, we're gonna have the discussion.
That's crazy. Yeah, I probably full body soap like once a week.
Matt Pat, if you watching this video, I need a part two on why you should not. And also, I want you to go on to Jevio.com and do a little dissection of this.
Mm-hmm.
See if we legit or not.
Mm-hmm.
Test one for yourself and see if they should take this or drink coffee. Bam, Matt Pat. Is he going to watch this?
Yeah, maybe, probably. Since you said his name. Say it a couple more times.
Matt Pat!
There you go.
Yeah, we'll
he
clip it.
But he probably going to be biased because I said I don't like his name.
He said no.
He probably going to shut me down.
What if he does a study on it and he's like, this is the worst shit I've ever seen.
No.
He's like, let me tell you.
Then we know Matt Pat full of shit. And I'm going to start washing my legs.
He's going to make a video. He's going to be like, I'm going to show you why people who have names that rhyme are more credible than people who don't.
Matt Pat came back.
Do you ever have a stealing phase?
A stealing phase? Oh, absolutely, bro.
Yeah, me too.
Like going to
like
stores?
Taking stuff. Yeah,
oh,
yeah. You did too.
Bring them in. That's the only reason I came to this podcast.
Oh,
thanks.
No, just joking.
I was never a minor.
Did. Yeah, I was a minor. Yeah, you never did that.
A minor. No, no.
Not even candy, like a little piece of candy. Nothing?
No, because I was raised Christian, so I believe that stealing anything that you did against the Ten Commandments, you would be strucken by God.
Mm.
Yeah,
I did.
You were not religious. You guys didn't grow up religious.
No, we did.
Oh, so you don't care about
it was
hell.
Before I became like. Religious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is.
Look at him. He's getting hot.
He's getting higher.
It is hot. It is 105 degrees outside.
Yeah.
It was a heat wave.
I remember the first time I stole something, and I was a little kid, and I didn't know what stealing was. I just wanted the candy. So I went to a store.
Ignorance is bliss.
I went to the store, and I remember grabbing some candy, and then I went to the car, and I was eating the candy, and my mom looked back in the back seat before we took off, and she's like, Alex. And I was like, what? Where'd you get that? The store. And she's like, you stole it? I was like, I guess. And she's like, go take it back in. And I was like, oh, I already ate some of it. And she's like, go take it back in. I was like, all right. I went back in like a 5-year-old just bawling. Like, oh. And the manager came out. I was like, I stole this. I stole it.
You said, take me to jail?
And they said, hey, it's okay. You could take it. I was like, oh, okay.
And then you just kept stealing from that day since.
Yep.
And now all you got to do is cry. I stole by accident.
Oh. What'd you do?
I shoplifted by accident. I was in, this was like 3 months ago.
You got got?
I got got.
You got
so
it.
I'm on the phone. I'm in the Uber. I walk into the gas station to get a water. I'm so distracted. I just walk out.
Yeah.
And go in the Uber because the lady's banging on the door. Doo, doo, doo. Hey, you stole that water. I was like, oh shit. I was on the phone. I forgot.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, let me just come in and pay. She's like, no, give it back. She snatches it out of my hand. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. I go to places and it's like, it's open, whatever the open bar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my brain just for some reason, like I just came from a place that was like open bar. Yeah. So I'm just thinking, oh shit, open bar. And I'm like, I'll pay for it. And I'm trying to like, I have the money to pay for. Yeah. She's like, no, you're just like everybody else. And I'm like, no. And she's like, never come
and
back.
Already, so you already drank some and she just took it back.
Yeah, I was drinking. And then she took it. And I'm in the Uber. And I'm like, I'm so sorry about that. And then I was like, I could have paid for it. And she's like, sure. And then she just gave me a bottle of water. The Uber lady did.
Oh.
Dang.
Yeah. It's very nice.
And you stole that? Did you pay for that one?
No, I paid. I definitely paid for that, but I robbed the Uber driver right after that.
There you go. Yeah. That's good.
Dang. Well,
so if you could, this is a philosophical question. If you could commit a crime.
This ain't no philosophical question. Y'all trying to get me got.
No. If you could commit a crime, but then after you commit that crime would never happen again in the history of ever, which crime would you commit?
Oh, that's a deep one.
Think about
it. I've seen this. On a thing, and someone said the sexual assault thing, but then you'd be the first one.
Yeah, you'd be the last one to
you'll
do it.
You'd be the last one to
do
it.
Yeah, yeah.
What crime?
I saw one, Ludwig, he was like, oh, everybody says they would kill somebody because then you can't kill anybody again.
Yeah.
But he was like, I wouldn't do that. I would go to court and commit perjury so nobody could ever lie in court again. I was like, ooh, that's a good one.
Damn, that is a good one.
That's a really good one.
That's
I think,
deep.
I would probably jaywalk.
What?
Yeah.
You'd waste it?
No, it's not a waste.
That's a waste of a wish.
The world would be so much safer.
That's like
if you use the crosswalk.
What?
Because people don't listen to that. It's a little thing, but it could change the world. One grain of rice could tip the scales.
Are you crazy? That's like getting 3 wishes and your first wish is, oh man, I wish I could have more water in this cup. You're wasting it.
I wish I could steal
when
this
have
water.
Have you ever encountered a jaywalker? You're like, man, this is inconvenient.
I do it, and I'm like, wow, this is dangerous. I shouldn't
do this.
Oh, so
this is for yourself. You're not
even
thinking about the world.
Yeah, so I can stop myself because I have an addict. I'm an addict.
What?
I'm addicted to jaywalk. Or not jaywalk. Wait, jaywalking is the bad one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm addicted to
jaywalk. I agree
with that.
That's a waste of a crime.
What do you guys got? You got something better?
Yeah.
What?
Anything's better than that. No. What? So you rather, okay, oh, yeah, let's stop the jaywalker, but let the murderer walk free.
Well, at least he won't be jaywalking. You could, like, so that's good. He's on the way to recovery. He's following the rules. Yes, come right. on.
No,
what?
That's true.
I'm trying my best.
You're trying to gaslight me murder's real or good?
Well, you're going to kill somebody?
I'm going to probably just drunk drive. I think that's what I would do.
That'd be good. Oh, that'd be a good one.
But don't kill anybody. Just drunk drive.
Yeah, drunk drive and get caught.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's just a go good down one. The street.
Yeah.
Or even safer. You don't even drunk drive. You just put the key in the ignition because that's all you need to do.
Oh,
yeah,
get a DUI. You don't even have to get drunk. Just take a shot and then nobody can drink and drive anymore.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
There we go. I mean, don't go worry about jaywalkers in the road anymore.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah, because
so
they're all
chilling.
Yeah, they're all gone.
And they'll be in the crosswalk, so they'll be safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's kind of boring, though. I would drive a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not
do
right
some
now,
donuts.
Though.
Do some donuts. Huh? What would you do? You got one?
I don't know.
You could, let me see.
If I were to pick another, I would say murder. I don't want to kill anyone, though. That's
yeah, you
the thing.
Have to.
But to save the world?
Yeah, maybe kill somebody that's
attempted murder.
Yeah. Can I do that?
Yeah, kill somebody that's about to die. Or try to kill somebody and then fail.
Attempted murder could be anything. Like, I could push you really hard.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
There you go.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I like that. Or, like, using soap.
What?
Oh, you have to use soap.
No, you don't have to use soap.
No, oh, wait, what?
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 What's
so your
about?
Crime would
What's
be
a crime, yeah.
So you would
soap,
not use soap.
I
so then everybody
soap.
Has
not a
to
crime,
use soap,
though, right?
That's
no,
not a crime.
That's not a crime.
Oh, never mind.
It's just nasty. What's with you in the shower thing?
What's up?
What's with you in the shower thing?
I was just thinking about showering, man. Like,
how many times a day you shower?
I shower twice a day.
In the morning,
full
and
the morning
soap
and night,
every single time.
Not full soap.
You said it.
Top half hands, bottom half foot.
Okay. You still do bottom half foot to this day, even though you're rich and famous?
Yeah, why not? I gotta be humble, you know?
Nah, that's crazy. No one's in the shower with you.
There's a lot of things that I do that I thought everybody did.
Like what?
Like, do you ever wipe from the front?
Wait, wipe? Like, go like this, front to back?
No, the back to front.
Ew.
Is that ew?
Why would you do that? You
get, I don't know. It's just
you're getting
convenient.
Dude on your balls.
No, I don't go all the way up to my balls, but I do grab my stuff, pull it up, and then.
Oh! Hey, who else does that?
I'm assuming some people.
Why would you do that?
What's, just because I don't like. It's weird to be like, oh, I don't. I'm not a contortionist.
He's told me this before. I don't believe it.
Okay, so here's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. If you get in fellatio from a female counterpart or male counterpart, mm-hmm. It gon' You know?
No.
What are you talking about? You're wiping it to the area.
No, I don't go all the way, man. I stop before the gooch.
What do you mean? How do you stop before the gooch? The gooch is
okay,
still
so
here.
When you go from the back, do you go all the way up to your lower
yeah,
back?
Yeah, make sure I get every bit.
You go.
Yeah, I go all the way. Sometimes I get the back of my neck. I get the back of my neck.
That's right. That's right. Like, hey,
yeah. Why do you think I wash my hair all the time? Because I got dude on the back of my neck.
That's why you take a shower. I get
it. I actually have a list that I write down of things when I find out that people don't
do
that.
Wait, you can't get a Blumpkin. I just realized.
I don't think I could even like endure that.
What's a Blumpkin?
You know a Blumpkin?
What?
Is it getting head while taking a shit?
Yeah.
So you can't get it because you got a dick shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know Swedish Fish?
What's that?
The candy? Oh, you don't know candy.
No.
You only know Ajevio at Ajevio.com.
By the way, I feel Ajevio. I feel chill.
Oh,
yeah. Is it supposed to relax you?
Yeah, it relaxes you too.
Yeah, I'm not a social anxiety right now. I'm chilling.
Well, you know like Sour Patch Kids, right?
Yeah.
I like to eat them, but I like to like have the box facing me so they can see me eat them.
Oh, you like a serial killer?
Yeah.
Huh.
You don't do that?
No.
You do that?
Why would you do that?
Mm-mm. I don't know, just so they can like say their final goodbyes.
Oh, something I do.
Hmm.
I just thought of something. You know when like you use a public restroom stall and then someone tried to open the door?
Yeah.
What do? Do you cough?
Oh, yeah.
Do you cough?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I go,
You got
No, I'm sorry.
I always make a sound, even if they're not stopping. If they're just walking by, I like tap my foot or something, just so they know. Don't even knock, man. I don't want to interact while I'm sitting here.
That's crazy, because when I go to the airport, sometimes people, maybe I just be finding the wrong people. They literally just make sure they shit right then and there. Like and bloop bloop bloop. I'm like, all right, I know you in there.
They're just holding it, and they're like, now.
Yeah. That's wild, bro.
I thought this was a normal guy thing. I don't touch it when I'm peeing. Like,
just let it hang.
Yeah, I just let it hang. Cause then I you have to wash your hands if you touch it. So don't touch it.
I wash my hands before I pee.
What?
Yeah, my dick is my temple.
Oh.
You wash your hands before you pee. But what if you don't, do you think it's gross not to wash your hands if you don't touch it? If you just zip and then you're like, in the urinal?
My dick can't just be out like that. It'd be flopping around in the wind.
Oh, just blow it. No?
Nah, I can't. I gotta grab a hold of that thing. I gotta
use two hands.
Yeah, for my.
Dang, so it doesn't dip in the water.
Don't dip in the water. Yeah. Dang. No, I wash my hands before I pee.
And then after?
No, I don't wash it after. My dick clean.
Oh. Wait, so you wash it before
start doing that.
And then you pee and then you don't.
And then I walk
out. So you got dick hands.
No, it's clean dick
it's
hands.
It's clean.
Clean dick hands, though, but still.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dang.
Uh-huh.
So whenever somebody shakes your hand, it's like they're shaking your dick.
You shook my dick twice today.
Yeah, I did. My guy. That's crazy. Okay, how often do you sit down to pee?
Who? I never sit down to pee.
Never?
Only when I poop. That's the only time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You always pee when you poop, but you don't always poop when you pee.
I always...
That's factual.
You say that?
Wait, what'd you say?
You don't always poop when you pee, but you always pee when you poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
I always pee when I poop and moan.
Moan.
In public, though.
Okay. You don't eat candy? You never... Not even when you're younger?
No, when I was younger, yeah.
Oh, I always eat candy in order
I
of
love
color.
Cake.
Cake?
I love cake.
I hate cake.
Ooh. You hate cake?
I hate cake. Unless it's like ice cream cake, cookie cake.
No, I love a tres leches.
Oh, that good, girl. That's good.
Tres leches.
That one's not really cake. Ooh. That one's like, I don't like just like cake. Moist. It's so dry, and I need ice cream if I'm going to eat cake. Yeah.
When's the last time you had candy?
Ooh.
Oh, you're like The Rock.
I don't know.
It's been decades.
Wait, The Rock doesn't eat candy?
No,
But he said he didn't go to, was it Chick-fil-A or something? Or what was that restaurant? He's In-N-Out.
Ah.
He said he hasn't gone to In-N-Out, and there's been videos of him going to In-N-Out.
Oh, liar.
He said there was a video where he's eating like a Twizzler, and he was like, this is the first candy I've eaten in like 20 years. I was like, what?
Wait, so do you get the protein style at In-N-Out since you don't have the
I
carbs?
Don't eat In-N-Out.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm better than you guys.
Whoa.
No,
that's good.
No, just kidding. I just don't eat In-N-Out because the sauce has mayonnaise in it, and I don't like mayonnaise.
Oh.
I just had a lettuce burger for the first time ever.
Oh, for the first time ever?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
It was cool, but it's just wet.
Yeah, it is
like the
wet.
Lettuce is wet, and I feel like it's messier.
Why don't you just get a bowl? I go to the counter, I get a bowl.
Yeah.
Put that meat in there, get that lettuce blend, no bun, cheese, avocado. Oh.
From In-N-Out?
No, from the counter.
Yeah.
You been to the counter?
No. Uh-huh. The counter? I thought you meant like actual counter. Where's the counter?
Burger Lounge is better.
The counter. There's one in there's one in Studio City.
Oh.
Yeah. Right on Ventura.
It's like a burger bowl.
Yeah, burger bowl.
Oh,
it's like Chipotle,
shoot.
But on steroids.
I'm a Red Robin kind of guy.
Oh, Red Robin.
Red Robin.
Yeah.
Even when you're home, you don't sit down to pee?
Why would I sit down to pee? What's
going on?
Because
you're home.
But I got stuff to do. I'm on the go.
Yeah,
I
got to
pull down my pants all the way.
Yeah, and then you get on your phone and answer emails.
No, I can answer emails in bed.
So, what?
Wait, are you one of those guys who pee? You sit down to pee all the time?
No, at home, yeah.
At home?
Yeah.
Do you
sit down to pee?
At home.
Why? You could just...
Because it's comfy and I want to take my time and...
Take your time to pee? You can only pee in one shot.
Oh, really? Mine's like...
You pee like you poop?
You can't do that. That's impossible.
That's hard.
No, if you...
You can stop pee on command?
No, I don't stop. I just run out and then it refills and then I go again.
Refills? Are you an alien?
You drink water while you pee?
Wait. if you guys sit there and you pee and you have your first like bunch of pee and then you sit there on your phone for a little bit, you don't have to pee again in a couple minutes?
Who's sitting on the phone? We're not sitting while we're peeing.
How long does it take you? How long are you guys in the bathroom for?
I'm in there 30 seconds. I wash my hands, I pee, and I dip out.
That's including in the 30 seconds?
Yeah.
What you got? How long does it take you if you gotta pee?
For pee, like, yeah, 10 seconds.
What?
I don't wash my hands, and I pee, and I don't wash my hands.
No, if I wash my hands. Go to the bathroom to pee, it's at least 10 minutes. I'm sitting there. 5 to 10 minutes, max, like, that's it.
And what do your friends think about this?
They just think it's funny when I walk out and my legs are asleep. And they're like, what's wrong? Is there nothing? Just sitting on the toilet.
I don't know how you do that,
man. You guys,
man.
Really?
Yeah.
I like to make, especially at night. If I'm about to go to sleep, I don't want to wake up to have to go pee in the night. So I'll sit there for like 10 minutes and make sure the rest, like, I'm depleted.
Did you pee to bed when you was younger?
Not even once. I woke up one time because my cousin peed in my bed and he was sleeping over.
And you thought it was you?
No. My parents woke me up and said, wake up. I was like, what? They're like, your cousin peed in the bed. And I was like, what? And it was just like, I was like, what? Ugh. And I got up and the whole, he peed a lot. I was like, dang, man, that's my bed.
I had a girl pee in my bed, and I thought it was me. And I thought, oh, I'm getting old.
Why'd she do that?
I don't know.
Revenge pee?
Revenge.
Like a dog when you leave them at home for too long, and they get mad and they pee on stuff?
No. Nah,
oh, I didn't know that.
I just woke up. I was like, oh, shit, I peed the bed. I looked over, and I said, hold on.
You peed the bed.
You never peed the bed as a kid?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
He did, you?
But I don't want to bring those. I don't want to bring those days back. I used to pee all the time.
Oh, why?
Mm-hmm. Why? I don't know.
Because he had candy.
You know what I've never had is a wet dream. Never, not once.
Oh no!
I've tried.
You've tried to have a wet dream?
I've tried.
You control your dreams?
I can.
You can't control your dreams?
Lucid dreaming, yeah.
Wow.
But I've tried to.
You
have.
You can do that too?
I can't. He's been trying to teach me.
Yeah,
it's hard. The
only thing in my dreams, all I have to do is realize it's a dream, and then I can control it from there. So if I'm like underwater and I'm not dying, I'm not drowning, then I'm like, oh, I must be dreaming, and then I'm like, oh, cool, and then I can do whatever I want after that.
It's so hard.
What if you're in a dream right now?
No.
You know,
I can control it.
You tried to just fly just now.
Yeah. I was like, nope,
trying to levitate. He's like, nope, not a dream.
But and then in my dream, this is where people don't believe me.
Okay.
In my dream, if I realize this dream, I can do whatever. I'll play around, fly around, whatever. And then I'm like, all right. And I wake up in real life. If I snap, I'll wake up in real life and be like, oh. And sometimes I do it for fun, and then I'm like, dope. And I go back to sleep. But sometimes I just snap, and then I'm like, oh, that was cool. And then
how
I write
down
the dream.
How long did it take you to do that?
It took a while.
Like, I've been trying for like 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't even know if I'm dreaming my dream. It's hard.
I don't have dreams.
Oh.
Ever?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. There's a trick to lucid dreaming, but it takes a while.
What's
so
the trick?
So you just got to pick something that you do every day and then...
Sleep?
You got to be awake. So you could do like brush your teeth or wash your hands. But whenever you do that, you ask yourself, am I dreaming? And then you look around, you think about it, you like anything look off. Usually if you look at a clock or a word, like it'll be jumbled or it'll be hard to like focus on it. And then you're like, oh shit, I am dreaming. So then you ask yourself that every time you wash your hands, every time you brush your teeth or something.
Mm.
And then one time when you do ask yourself that, you will be dreaming. And you've trained yourself to ask yourself that. So if you're dreaming brushing your teeth, then you'll be like, oh shit. Oh, this is what Alex was talking about.
Yeah, here's the thing. You be having too much fun in your dreams.
No.
You be having too much fun in your dreams. You in my dreams, I'm running from something, okay? I don't have time to be
but
like...
if you can learn to control it, you can chase whatever's running after you.
Dang.
Like, psych, gotcha, bitch. And then turn around and he'll be like, no.
Dude, my subconscious won't let me do that, man.
That's crazy.
It's like, no, man.
Why would you ever be awake then?
Because you have to, I guess. Society says you have to.
Oh, dude. That's what he says with food sometimes. Like, why do we eat? What?
I know.
Yeah. I don't like sleep. I don't like the concept of my brain having to shut off.
Yeah. I think sleep is a waste of time. If I could sleep for an hour, that would be save so much time.
I can't believe we haven't evolved past that. Like, why is there not a pill that gives you everything you need in one day and you don't have to eat? Be like, boop. Oh, is that it? There it is. Never have to eat again.
No, for real, though, I feel like chill.
How do you feel?
I don't know. I feel like you probably tell, but I don't know. I feel I'm sweaty, but that's because it's hot. I am always sweaty.
Yeah. So the thing about this is there's no increase in your sugar spike levels, so you won't feel like it'll just feel natural.
You won't feel a crash at all.
Yeah, no crash either.
Tight. I hate when that happens.
I like to eat burger cookies.
What's a burger cookie?
So I just make a patty and I eat it like a cookie. Bison cookies.
Like
you
Oreo.
Do that. Yeah, well, I just do just the patty, bison patty, and then I just eat that like a cookie and watch TV.
Oh, yeah, you're crazy.
I guess. These are things I don't like when people do this.
Okay.
Is put ketchup on their eggs.
Oh, yeah, I don't like ketchup.
You don't like that? Good.
I used to do it when I was little, too.
Ooh.
I used to put ketchup on my eggs and ketchup on my rice.
Oh. That's normal.
Ketchup on rice?
Yeah. Not mix it in. That's gross, but put it next to it.
No, I'd mix it in.
Ooh, it's like pink. Ooh, gross. Ooh. And then mixing condiments. I don't like that.
You don't like ketchup and mustard?
If it's in a burger, that's fine, but I don't like it when people like mix it up and then dip their fries in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not supposed to happen.
Mm.
I got slapped one time because...
You got slapped?
Yeah, I got slapped. In high school, I was dating this girl, and we just started dating, like weeks. We're just a couple weeks in. And we're at lunch, and she was like, finish my fries. And she liked to put barbecue sauce, ketchup, so it was just gross to me. And I was like, oh, no, I'm good. I already ate. And she's like, fine. And she threw it away. And we went to class, and she's sitting with the girls. I'm sitting with the guys. And I look over, and she's crying. And all the girls are looking at me like, what'd you do? And I'm like, ah, what? And then she got up, and she was just crying. And then she ran out of the classroom. So I was like, dang. So I stood up on my desk, and I said, I'm going after her. And then everyone was like, yeah.
Like a movie?
I was a class clown, yeah. So I was like, ah. And so then I ran down the hallway. I was like, hey, what's wrong? And she said, she was just bawling. She was like, if you won't eat my fries for me, what else can I expect you not to do in our relationship?
Damn. Yeah. Hey, that's valid, bro.
And then I was like, what? Smacked me and then
she
went to the bathroom.
Yeah. Over that?
I don't know.
Did she break up with you after?
No, we dated for like a year.
After that,
yeah.
An abusive relationship.
It was my first girlfriend.
Yo, we got the same chapstick or nah?
I got a black cherry.
Oh yeah, no. I'm
oh yeah,
you
know
you.
About that.
Nivea.
Life. You'll get there one day.
Nivea.
Don't
what?
Worry. You'll get there.
That's the worst one for you.
Black cherry?
Yeah.
No, it's a little red tint.
Really? But I thought like as far as like it like it's an addiction. Like it doesn't really moisturize your lips. I don't know.
Peace. I got my lips tattooed one time.
I saw a video with the chapstick. That one specifically. I saw a video where it's like. They have like micro glasses that like scratch your lip even more, making it more chappy, like faster.
Yeah. Oh, right? Yeah, I saw that.
You saw that?
Matt Pat made that video.
What if Chapstick wants to sponsor us? Then what are you going to say?
Oh, dude, I love Chapstick, bro. Yo.
He's saying,
yo,
I love
microfibers.
You mean? That's crazy.
Tattooed my lips, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
When?
Like 3 years ago. Because when I was a kid, like my parents were working like two jobs each, so they're always working. So then I would take the bus to school, and then my lips got super chapped, but I didn't know what chap meant because I'm like five or six.
Chap meant you look like a crackhead.
Yeah, so I did look like a crackhead. I would go to school with like my lips were bleeding, they were crusty. I didn't know what to do, and I
lick them.
I did, and it made it worse.
Oh yeah.
And I
yeah.
even went to the water fountain to like get my lips wet because I thought it would help, and it did help for like 2 minutes, and then it would get worse. And so it got super bad, and I think it got irreparably bad.
No one educated you that
no,
your lips
eventually,
are
chap? After like 2 weeks, I think my mom was like, oh, here, put chapstick. Because they were just so tired. She just, they were working a lot.
Yeah.
So then she was like, oh, here. And then it fixed it, but it was already damaged. So I had like pale lips my whole life.
Yeah.
So then this lady was like, oh, I can tattoo them. And I was like, oh. And she was like, it'll look natural. I was like, okay. So she tattooed them like.
So this is they're tatted right now?
Yeah.
Where?
Like
the
a
top
reddish
part?
Color. But they used to be way, they're still pale, but they were really pale before. So yeah, she just tattooed. She like numbed it and then literally tattooed like a darker red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, that Jevio's for real working because you're talking so fast and it's so animated.
There it is, y'all.
You're like, I got energy.
I got organic Jevio energy gummy in my body. I took two.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah, you took one?
I just took one.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Feel
chill.
Yeah, I like
crazy.
It.
Yo, two after coffee is crazy.
Oh, yeah. So bro. It's like three coffees.
Yeah. You're
is that why I'm so sweaty?
Yeah, that's why you're.
Yeah, you're going
I feel
crazy.
Like you're telling like five stories in one time. Like,
I want to work out.
I got to tell about this girl I had with a chap, and then I stole something, and then I pee. And I pee. Guys, you guys pee? I love it, bro.
Oh, jeez.
Wait, when you pee, do you pee sitting forward or backwards? Like this?
I know people like pee like this. And then they use the
and they eat cereal
the tank.
Oh wow!
Eat cereal.
Yeah.
They use the tank
eat
to like
cereal.
Rest their hands.
You guys need to live more efficiently.
Do you do a pooper? The thing? Are you, the squatty potty?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tim Delgado, he put me on that.
Oh, yeah. When it first came out, I lived at 1600 with you. Not with you, but near you.
Yeah.
And there was the Bed Bath & Beyond right there.
Yeah.
And I remember I was so excited, and I was like, what? And I loved it, and nobody was using it, so I bought like 15, and I passed it out.
You bought 15?
Like, I'm pretty sure. I might have gave you one. I remember I gave one to Logan. I gave one to Fousey. I was like, here, everybody use this. It's great.
Wow. Yeah. Do you still use it to this day?
Yeah. Every single bathroom in my house. I get calls from fans. Look at this. I'm getting FaceTimed right now.
How?
I don't know.
Don't do it.
You want me to answer and be like, you got the wrong number? Who is this?
No. Thank
you.
Go ahead.
Batch, take two.
Hello? Hello, who is this?
This is a random number. Is this King Batch?
Nah. Who is this?
I'm just a student in high school, but I called this number because I'm like showing my music around, and I was going to show you.
Oh, yeah, let me hear it.
It's a random number.
You made it beat?
No, I just found it.
This you? This your voice?
Yep.
Hey, that shit fire. This shit fire. It's on Spotify?
No, it's on release. I just finished it last
night. What you waiting for? Put it on Spotify. Stop playing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, can you play that one more time?
Is this real with Sammy?
No.
He just came in.
All right.
Oh, you got from my childhood.
Now he know.
No, I don't.
Now he know. Why'd you do that?
I wanted to be like, hey, I've played again.
Now he knows. The whole thing was meant to be like, oh, this is just King Bash. Now he knows it, y'all.
Now he knows.
Block it.
I do. No, the song was fire. I get calls every day.
That song was fire.
It was good, right? I was like, is this Post Malone? What is this?
You should sign him.
Bro, I've
call him back and sign him.
Well, be like, yo, random wasabi.
I've never seen someone promote music by calling people like that.
I don't know.
Why is your number just out there?
I don't know, man.
Come on, you gotta find it. You got a whole list of everything that you love and don't love, and you don't have an opinion on why your number's
out there?
Well,
I like to just talk sometimes. Be like, hey, what's up? Sometimes I just answer, and then...
That was gonna be my next question. How'd you get this number?
Yeah, that would be good. But then you're gonna tell everybody how to do it. They gotta work for it.
Oh yeah, they gotta work for it. That's crazy though.
That's crazy. Cool. Yeah,
someone got my number because I went on I was on a date and I was doing pottery class and I was like, oh, this is dope pottery, right? Boom. Took a picture of my thing, went back home, my phone was blowing up. I was like, why my phone blowing up? Who is this? And they said, oh, hey, what's up, King Batch? I said, how you know it's me? She said, oh yeah, that picture you took on Snapchat, it had your name, your number on it.
Oh,
and I was like, damn. She's like, you should probably delete it now. I was like, all right. And then I blocked her.
Hey, because I used to daily vlog with Fousey. So we both accidentally put each other's numbers on vlogs before in the past. Because you don't think about it. Like, he calls me in the car and then you can see it on the screen. And I don't think about it. And I'm like, oh no.
Yep.
So his phone gets blown up. Mine. I've had to change my number so many times.
Bro.
Damn.
I probably should do it again soon.
How mine got leaked? It was Oogie. It was here earlier.
No.
People would watch. They're sneaky, bro. I would film videos with Oogie and they would see my number and his name tag.
They would zoom in.
Oh, that's his number. That's sneaky. You gotta be careful.
Dang.
It's not my number anymore, guys, by the way. So. Stop calling me.
Yeah, right. Stop calling me.
Stop waking me up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, for real.
This segment is brought by Jevio, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to go back to bombing in stand-up. What's like the... like? Because I see on my feed, on my For You page, there's always people getting heckled or like... But they usually like win.
Yeah.
So what's one where you didn't win?
Well, that happens like when you first start off. So I haven't bombed in years, but yeah, it'll be like, cause when you first start off, you find things funny that other people don't find funny or they find offensive.
Mm.
So when you're first starting off, you don't know what people actually find offensive. So you just say whatever's in your head. So that'll be situations where I bombed when I first started out.
It's hard because like the world is just so sensitive, and like there could be a crowd of like 1,000 or 10,000 people, and there's a couple people that didn't like that joke, but you can't cater. You can't not say this awesome joke because those two people out of 10,000 don't like it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That'd be hard.
I'm filming my comedy special this year.
Where's when's that going? On Netflix?
No, I'm going to film it myself. Joe Coy's directing it.
Oh, shoot.
What?
San Jose Improv, December 26th to December 28th.
Dude,
I remember when I first stumbled upon Joe Coy's like first special or something. It was forever ago, but I didn't know who he was. I just saw he was Filipino. I was like, oh, cool.
Mm.
And I cried watching that. Like, oh, it was so funny. And it's just so relatable because I'm Filipino.
Yeah.
And I'm half and he's half, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like,
you're half too?
Yeah, I'm half too.
Oh, nice.
And he's full. So there there's just so many jokes that he was saying. I was like, whoa, that's my experience too. That happened to me.
Do you feel like alienated because you're half? Because do you feel like that identity, like where people are like, oh, you're not really Filipino. And then other people are like, oh, you're not really white?
Yeah.
You're not really white?
No.
No, at all?
No, not at all. I feel, I rep Filipino pretty hard. Yeah. I'm like, I'm Filipino.
You don't rep the white people? You don't rep the whites?
Nah.
Damn, that's racist.
What? Nah. Yeah. What the? Because it's like, I feel like white is just like basic. Is that weird?
Yeah, that's racist.
No.
Yeah, you can't talk about another race like that. I feel like white.
But I'm half white, so it's okay.
Just because you that don't mean you can talk shit about that.
Huh.
Yeah, that's racist.
I thought
you weren't racist.
Then we know now.
We know
the truth about Alex Wasabi.
What if I'm just like, man, black people are. You're like, damn, Batch is racist.
I think it's just because I've been around like white people.
Oh, you're getting better now.
I've encountered the most of my life, so it's like common. So I'm like, oh, that's common. So I rep Filipino because that's like less common, and I like that I'm Filipino. I know a lot about the Philippines. I think I'm Welsh. My dad said I'm Welsh. He said he thinks we're Welsh. I was like, okay, cool. And that's like British. So I guess I'm half British, half Filipino.
Damn. You hate the people from the UK as well?
No, I don't. They hate me.
Wait, why?
Because KSI.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they don't like me over there. I got egged and rocks thrown at me in the street.
Whenever I think about the KSI, like, you know, those years ago, I just love how he says Logan's name. Logan Paul. I love how all people from the UK, how they say Jake Paul and Logan Paul. Jake Paul.
Poo.
Logan Paul.
Were you in a KSI's movie? Oh, no, that was Tim Delaghetto was in it with me.
KSI had a movie?
A long time ago. Him and like Casper Lee came to America and did a movie, and I think it was like called Coming to America or something like.
Yeah.
Not that. I remember that. But me, Tim Delaghetto was in it. A bunch of YouTubers were in it.
How did it do?
I don't remember. I never watched it.
You never watched a movie?
No. But I was in it. I had one line, and I think KSI knocked somebody out, and I said, and then the party stops, and then I'm like, that was awesome, and the party starts back up. And then Timothy Delaghetto was the DJ. That's all I remember.
Really? That's funny.
I wonder if it did good.
I mean, you didn't watch it.
I did not watch it. Like, I assumed it was like a UK release or something. I didn't see it.
A UK release.
I didn't see it. Anymore. I don't know.
UK.
Do you know how many times I've watched a Netflix movie and then didn't know you were going to be in it? And I was like, oh, shit. Oh, look, what? That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot. You had, like, not only your own movies, but then cameos. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I'd be in there just popping in. Like, what's up, Alex? Like, what's up, like, Alex? I'm here.
In, like, sitcoms or, like, even, like, I'm like, oh, you just happened to be in that episode. I was like, oh, what?
Wow. Yeah.
I want to try to remember. What sitcoms have you been in where you did, like, a cameo?
I don't remember, man.
I bet I've seen them. You've done so many.
I've done a lot.
Dang, I know.
Yeah, people always ask me too. They're like, "Yo, man, what movie have I seen you in?" I'm like, "I don't know." Man.
There's been like, there was like a couple years where like every couple months I would be like, "What? What? There he is again! What? There he is again!" Yeah. You had like a Netflix phase where you're just going in on those movies.
I was filming like five or six Netflix movies a year.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. I've been in a KSI's movie, then I was in iCarly for one episode.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
With Josh Peck? The reboot when they brought it back?
Yeah, when they brought it back, yeah. I think Josh was in it, like, he was in it after me, and he was in it, like, a lot. I just had one little scene where I was in with Jeremy Turner, and then I was in, I've done a couple voiceover things for Nickelodeon and Disney, and then I was in The Duff for, like, 3 seconds.
Oh, The Duff.
Yeah, with Bella
Thorne. Robbie Amell?
Yep. Nice. He's awesome.
I've done 4 movies with him.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, I think I watched that. I think that might be one of the ones. Have you ever watched Upload, his show?
I love that show.
Oh, it's so good, right?
I love that show.
It's not talked about enough.
They're filming their final season right now.
Oh, I'm going to watch it. I've been waiting.
Oh.
I've seen every single episode. I try to get people to watch it.
Yeah,
I love that show.
It's so good. It's just so imaginative.
Have you seen it?
I've never seen it.
You got to watch it.
You said you've been trying to get people to watch it. Has he ever tried to get you to watch it?
I try to get him to watch everything.
Oh, Suits? Upload, yeah, Suits. Upload. What's your favorite
show? What's your favorite show right now? Top 3.
Oh, I just started Dexter.
Mm. You just started from the beginning?
Yeah, I just finished season 1.
I love that show.
It's pretty good, but Suits was probably my number one for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You seen that?
Yeah. When I was a kid, though.
Yeah, but it's good. It's really good. And then, like, House. I used to watch a lot of House.
Yeah.
Now I'm all about anime.
Oh, really?
You don't know about that.
I do.
What?
Pokemon? Is that anime?
Pokemon is the basic one.
All right, Dragon Ball Z.
Hey, that's the second basic one.
Damn.
what else you got?
Naturo.
Wow. You mean, what's that hamster? Hamtaro?
Hamtaro?
Yeah, I think Hamtaro is what you're thinking.
The guy that runs with his arms.
Oh, that's Naruto. That's what you're thinking.
Yeah, Narutar. Narutar.
Come on. What about nothing else? That's it? That's all you got?
That's all I know.
Dang, that's it's like mainstream ones.
They turned one into a Netflix live
One
action.
Piece.
Well, One Piece, yeah.
Oh, yeah. One
you
Piece
saw the live
good.
Action.
Oh, One Hit Man.
Oh, One Punch Man. One You're Punch so Man. You're so close.
Dang.
You're so close.
Hannah watches all of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anime is where it's at. You got to try. You got to give it a shot. There's a volleyball one.
There's a volleyball
it's
one?
It's called Haikyuu.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Ew.
It sounds crazy.
It sounds crazy, huh?
Oh, yes. I used to.
Anime porn?
No, I didn't. I had never seen this.
What? Why are you saying it like that?
Yeah. Well, I'm intrigued.
Huh?
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, right. You watch it all the time.
Nah,
why your dick hard?
Send me some links. Send me some links. No.
Wait, you haven't seen it before?
No.
Never?
I think I've
what
seen
What about
like...
the furry? Furry porn.
There's a furry porn?
There's furry porn.
Oh.
Never seen that? No.
Like Barney?
Yeah.
Oh, probably. I didn't even know that.
There's like furry conventions.
For sexualness?
I think so.
Huh.
But they're not naked. They're in the Barney costume and they just like touch costumes.
Are they naked in the costume?
Well, probably. Aren't you naked under those clothes?
Yeah, I'm a bop under these clothes.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy. I've never, you just gotta watch anime, man. I'm telling you.
I'll watch anime porn before I watch anime.
All right, well, let me know how that goes.
Oh, yeah, there's a anime porn.
I'll let
porn.
You know tonight.
There's a hentai called One Blow Man.
No,
what?
It's not. Really? Really?
He kills people by blowing them once.
No way.
You should watch it. It's funny.
So what you got after this?
What
you got coming up? You traveling? You going to New York?
Yeah, I'm really focusing. Yeah, I got a show in New York next week. When does this podcast drop?
2 weeks.
It'll be gone.
I think in 2 weeks.
It'll be already
2 weeks.
Done.
So in 2 weeks, I'll be in October. Ontario.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, 2 weeks. Yeah,
Ontario, yeah. California, October 10th.
Oh, wow.
But you get tickets at kingbatch.com. No, but I'm focusing on the tour for my special, which the big date is December 26th through the 28th at San Jose Improv.
Mm.
So, yeah, if you guys are in San Jose, come out. Come
When's there a near one for us?
Ontario.
How far is that?
Like 30 minutes, 40 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah,
Ontario.
When is that?
October 10th.
Oh, we should go.
Yeah, trying to go. Are you nervous about your San Jose one, or are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
You still ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, let's go to San Jose. Excuse to go up north.
So how many, when you're doing stand-up, how much of it is like scripted or like practiced, and then how much of it is improv at the specific show?
Well, it depends. Like if this was last year, I could do a whole show just improv, but since I'm working for the special, like I have to like...
Have
the
nailed
material
it down.
Yeah. down. So right now I'm just doing all all material. And of course, like, yeah, I'm gonna have to,
like, crowd work.
Yeah, I do crowd work just because, like, you know, you just have to.
Yeah.
Dang. But yeah, I try not to sometimes.
So you did stand up before Vine?
Yeah.
And then did you do Vine to promote your stand up in the beginning?
No, I was just doing Vine because I was bored.
Yeah, that's how we started.
That's how we started. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were like 15. And we're like, or 14, and we're like, let's do Jackass videos, and we didn't have anywhere to put it, but YouTube came along. We're like, oh, cool, let's put it there.
Yeah.
And then we like got a bunch of views, and we're like, we don't even know this many people. How is this possible? We didn't know it was public. Like, everybody could see it.
Yeah.
We just thought it was like a storage space, but yeah, it blew up. And then you were going crazy on Vine. You're just so active. It's crazy. How do you work out? Do you have a love life? You're just always traveling or always working out. You're like, hey, best ah.
You asking questions you don't want the answer to.
you don't have a girly? Oh, you keep love and work separate.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See, healthy.
Nice. Okay.
Let's
just
say y'all ain't the only one with rings on your fingers.
Hey. Oh. Whoa? What? Oh. Whoa? What? Well, neither of us have it on the wedding finger. Yeah. Oh. He's married. That's crazy. I've just kind of grew up online, so I did the daily vlogging for so long that I just love sharing my life. So, yeah. Like, I don't really hide anything. I don't, like, use my life for anything. I just document my life, and then my kids can see what I was like. They don't just see pictures. They see what I was like in real life, not acting, not doing a challenge, not doing this, and it's cool. And then, like, I'm getting to the point in my life where marriage is going to be soon and kids are going to be soon. And I didn't grow up with a lot of money. So I don't have pictures of when I was like a baby. I don't have videos of when I was, the only video I have is, remember Identikid? You don't remember that?
Oh, it's anime.
You're Canadian. No, it's not anime. It's like Blockbuster used to have this thing where it's like, oh, bring your kid in. We'll do a little video in case they ever get kidnapped or like they need like to show the cops something. And so you'd go and be like, hi, I'm Alex. I'm 3 years old. My favorite color is blue. I like to ride my bicycle. And so, like, if you ever get in trouble, and that's the only video I have when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. I was, like, I think I was 3.
So when you get married, Alex, are you going to private all the videos with your exes?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking about, as a kid, like, how would...
You got a lot of videos with your exes on your page?
Well, I just document my whole life, so...
Yeah.
I just... There's a bunch of exes, but as soon as I get married, I'm going to...
Yeah.
That's or right. Probably when I get engaged, I'm gonna just private all those videos.
Why don't you just do it now? Get ahead of the curve.
It's part of my history. Once I am locked in and I'm like, okay, this is it, then I'm gonna private all this, billions of views of like past relationships. Yeah. That I'm gonna have
That's
to.
That's money right there.
It's gonna
right
take
there.
A long time to private all those, but you better watch them now because they're gonna be gone eventually. Man. You want kids?
Yeah.
How many?
3 by accident.
Ayo. Right now you have kids.
Yeah, I'll do it right now by accident.
but you do want kids though.
Yeah.
How many are you trying to get? 3?
Yeah, 3.
I think 2 or 3, yeah.
What are you gonna name yours?
Batch.
There we go.
King Ajevio.
Okay.
And
Ajevio.
And
San Jose,
and San Jose, yeah.
Oh wait, you know what? Since we're here on the podcast, I want to get a testimony of how you guys feel after Ajevio. How do you feel after Ajevio?
I feel great. Honestly, I came in. I was a little tired. I just drank a coffee, and I was still tired. I was at training, and then I came in. I was like, oh, okay. And then he was like, hey, I got these gummies. Took 2. Yep. I feel not tired at all. It's not like 2 energy, but I'm awake now. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, nice.
Yeah, for me, I was expecting to be like more hyper, but I'm more calm.
Yeah.
It calmed me down.
Yeah.
Which is great.
I feel less hyper, more alert is what I would say. That's the word I would use.
I'm chilling. Like I'm a nervous person by heart. And I feel like I just took like antidepressants or something. I'm chilling.
I think Callie needs some Ajevio.
No, she's...
I don't know.
She's sleeping.
I don't know if she's sleeping.
Callie.
Hello?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you might want to check.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, okay. Scary. She's 11.
Oh, that breaks my heart.
Oh, little baby.
Yeah, but it does have stuff that helps with depression.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, shoot.
I'm going to save you the website. Look at all the ingredients in it. Oh, wow. You'll be surprised. And ChatGPT, all the ingredients.
Okay. So everything we say, he's like, oh, it has it for that too.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I'm like, oh, you got some.
L-theanine.
L-theanine.
What about ED?
What is that? Erectile dysfunction?
Yeah.
No.
Doesn't help with that?
No, that you're on your own with that. You're on your own.
Dang it. Oh.
All right. Well, Batch.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the energy. Thanks for the vibes. And thanks for the good times. That sounds like a normal outro we would say.
Oh, damn.
That sounds pretty good.
Are you going to talk about what we're going to talk about today?
Oh, yeah. We got to do that. We'll do that after.
Oh, you do it after I leave.
All right. Thank you so much, Batch. We will we'll come to the Ontario San one.
Okay.
Yeah, Ontario. That's closer than San Jose.
We'll go both.
We'll go both. Free tickets?
Yeah, free tickets.
And free agenda?
Why don't you just come to the one?
Which
just
one?
Come to one. The San Jose, the special. Yeah. So you can see it for the first time.
Yeah. Oh.
And go crazy.
Where are you going to put us? Fifth row, first row?
No, wherever you want to be.
On stage?
You want to be on TV?
Yeah.
No, you can't be on stage.
All right. Okay, cool.
All right. Cool.
Thank you, sir.
Good with you.
Ajebio.com.
.com.
Okay.
Bye.